A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Head coach Jay Long on his weekly Tuesday Jay Long Show here at Double Q Country as we talk more with the coach about the football season coming up. And Jay, good to have you back in studio. It's been a couple of weeks since we last visited here for the show. In that time, how much progress do you feel like the team's been making as you get ready to kick off the season next week?
You know, Dave, I think that every day our team has been focused on, you know, just getting a day better. And when you look at this year, it's a different year than what, you know, where we've been used to. And one of the things that's really done and allowed us to do is to be able to put freshmen in positions that we haven't normally done in the past. And the reason being is this year, eligibility-wise, will not count against anybody. So when you look at it that way, we can put a freshman in, and he may only play three or four plays in a game. And in the past, we would have felt like, hey, we probably should have redshirted this kid, where this year, it's just, let's get this kid some experience. And if that kid's ready to play, then let's put him in. And, you know, with that format of having that, you know, putting some freshmen in some opportunities to make some plays and opportunities to, you know, to play with our team is also that, you know, we want to really focus on each day getting better with our team. When you look at that, our goal is, you know, as coaching staff, is that we want to give our guys the knowledge so they can have confidence. And if they have that confidence, then they'll be able to play fast.
Yeah, and Coach, we might be able to get into this a little bit more in detail next week when we lead into what you guys are going to try and accomplish against Mesa. But with freshmen being able to have this season, and you talk about getting them more involved, normally CSC does the redshirt thing and maybe one or two guys play a lot. Is that kind of a new strategy you really want to use this year in playing quite a few freshmen, 10, 15, maybe even more during the season regularly?
You know, it's hard to say there right now, Dave. You know, in the past, I would tell you this, that, you know, normally if we have three or four freshmen that don't redshirt, you know, that's a lot. This year we have 12 kids that we're looking at, you know, trying to get into some, get some playing experience. I think places where you're going to really see it is that, you know, maybe they can run down on kickoff, or we can get them on some special teams where they can get some valuable experience that they probably wouldn't have gotten in the past. It's something I'm really excited about. I think we brought in a great group of freshmen. I brought in some transfers also that are, you know, that are making a contribution. So I think that, you know, that'll be something that's different from what we've done in the past.
A lot of guys kind of get their start, so to speak, and turn into really good players on offense and defense once they get into special teams as youngsters. It's fun to see that over the years in your program, Coach. Is Jay Long visiting with us on his weekly show today. Coach, position battles, always something in fall camp, and this modified extended fall camp that you've got, I'm sure you're seeing them, and some competitive ones. What positions, what starting spots do you feel like may still be up for grabs as you guys get towards game week?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at just competitive-wise, competition-wise, where we have the most competition, at our linebacking core, we have a really competitive group. We got Jeremiah Mack. I can't pronounce his last name. We call him Maka. He's a terrific transfer from St. Cloud State, and he played for them last year. And then along with that, we got Travis Wilson and Noah Kirchel. Travis last year was the leading tackler in the conference. And then Noah Kirchel, you know, last year was playing like an outside linebacker role. We're looking at moving him inside. You know, we've got three guys fighting for a couple positions. And you know, that's exciting. And when you have three top players like that, you know, the cream rises to the top. And I think that those three guys have been doing an outstanding job. And then you throw in there, you know, Buster Wilson, who's been one of those top special teams players, gotten a lot of game reps for us also.
Yeah.
He's in that mix too. And so I would say that group is probably one of our most competitive groups. Another one that's pretty exciting, I think, is in our wideouts. And we have 8 wide receivers that we feel can, you know, could be able to play on Saturdays and we can win with. And, you know, with that, you know, we've got a couple that have returning with experience. We got Cole Thurness, you know, who's had a, you know, outstanding year last year. Also Chad Michelson has shown some things, and he's going into his junior year, so I know he's ready to take those next steps and stand out. And then also Colt Foster, and now I'm kind of going into that tight end position too, but we do have those three with the experience. But as far far as the outside wide receivers and slot wide receivers, you know, we have, you know, some good depth there, and you know, that also provides great competition. And then last, I think our D-line. I think their Coach Jersey's been rotating a lot of guys, getting guys a lot of different experience. We've also provided maybe a more simplified scheme so these guys can play harder, mm-hmm. and not have to think as much. And just like we talked about earlier, they have that knowledge, they have that confidence, and they can play at that great speed. And I think that's also a position that has a lot of great depth, and we're very competitive right now.
Three key spots there, linebacker, receiver, and D-line. Can't wait to see how that all shakes out. And as we continue along special teams, which we've mentioned a little bit, Coach, one of the hallmarks of your program, you're going to have to do some serious changing in that regard. You lost your freshman kicker in Colton Dolder, who's not with the team, not returning. And then Will Morgan, a four-year player, is gone. Kicking and punting, last year punting a bit of a problem, but you found some late-season magic with Michelson that you talked about. Injuries hurt that area, too. Things seem kind of up in the air for the kicking game. What do you think with kicking and punting this year going into game one?
You know, and we needed to do some changes with it. You know, you said our punt game last year, I think we were dead last in punting. And we knew going into the offseason that is a position we got to recruit and we got to get better at. And we brought in Parker Dillon. He's a transfer. He's actually from Imperial up in Nebraska. He punted last year in the high 30s. We're hoping to continue to improve on that. We have three more years left with him. He's been having a great fall camp. He's got a real strong leg. His confidence level is very high, and you know, we are expecting some big things out of him. We still have Ethan Zimmerman, Chad Michelson also at the punter if we do need him. But also we brought in another freshman, Alberto Perez. He is a rugby punter, so that also brings in another style for punting for us. But then also he had a really good fall camp in regards to kickoffs and to kicking. And then also Drake Holdren, who's a kid that we redshirted last year, has been, I think, just doing a terrific job this fall. Coach Sassy's been doing a great job in, you know, getting these guys prepared for the fall. I'm excited to see this game. I think we're gonna be much improved in our kicking game.
Coach Jay Long on his Tuesday show with us here at Double Q Country tonight. Coach, a couple weeks ago, you had about four or five guys that were planning to opt out of the season because of the pandemic. Not really a surprise, seeing it across the country. Is that still the case with you? Have some guys maybe changed their mind? We've seen some big-name players at the Division I level decide to come back. Have you had guys coming back or any new players in the last couple weeks that decided, you know, I'm going to sit this year out?
You know, I guess if you're just going to watch our practices or see us on Saturday, one of the guys that's going to, you know, we still have some guys that have opted out now for the safety of their family and those type of things. But the biggest one would be Elijah Miles. He has decided, you know, after talking to his mom, that it would be better for him to stay in California and opt this season out. He is planning on coming back and all those type of things. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, we all know is a special running back.
Sure, yeah.
And so he's the one, I guess, that most people's names would know. There's been a few other, a couple freshmen and one transfer. But the other side of things is we're, you know, starting to get some guys back also as soon as we start picking up these games. Juwan Murphy and then Jeremiah Gutierrez, both those guys, you know, have just joined us this week. Juwan's situation really wasn't an opt-out situation. His was that he was running low on semesters, and we weren't real sure whether or not this was going to count towards his last year or not. And Juwan wanted to make sure that his senior season, he has 10, 11 full games. So he enrolled part-time for the fall. And as soon as we realized and found out that this year is a year that will not count towards his 10-semester rule, he has came back and enrolled into full-time status. So he's going to continue to work on his master's degree. And, you know, so we're excited to have in our secondary both those two players back. Both of them got a lot of experience. Juwan's a transfer from Humboldt when they dropped their football program. Started off the season with us last year, got injured early on in the season. And then Jeremiah Gutierrez had a real good season for us last year, and looking forward to having him back too.
Yeah, he really came along and just seemed to get better with each week and more impactful with each week. And also with Juwan's skill back there, you guys lost some good corners from last year, so the secondary really got shored up with those two coming in to fill in and, like you said, bring experience in and help some of the young young guys.
Yeah, you know, in that position in our secondary, we brought some transfers in also. Next week, we'll talk about them a little bit more. But you know, I think that you know, that also is going to be an area that's going to be improved. We got a lot of experience there, and they maybe not have some Eagle experience, but we have some guys that have some other experience at other places and stuff. And then you throw in our guys with our experience. You know, I think that we're going to have a lot more depth there.
Coach Jay Long with us tonight on the program. Jay, with Elijah Miles being out, opting out for the season, you've obviously got a big hole there in the running back spot to fill. You brought in some transfer. There's young guys. There's guys coming back, too. Where is your running back stable kind of at this point? It's been the running back mill the last several years, but you lost a key one here with Elijah.
You know, I think that you know, when they watch us play on Saturday, when you guys watch us play on Saturday, you're going to see, you know, Jalen Starks is a transfer. He came in. He's been having a really good fall camp for us. Also, Justin Colley has really improved from offseason. I'm really happy with how he worked this summer, how he got himself into it. I guess I'll use the word fighting weight. You know, he worked really hard, and his vision's been improved, and you know, I expect him to be improved off of last year. And then we also have a kid from Wyoming. His name's Jaden Cox that we brought in. He's a true freshman, and he's the leading rusher in Wyoming the past 2 years. And he's got that great vision. And he just has been standing out all fall camp too, so he's going to be a kid that also was going to get some carries too. So, you know, when you look at our offensive line, we have – you know, four out of our five returners there, and I think that really will help, you know, help also with that running game.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jalen Starks. He's a kid who played for UCLA. He didn't just hang out on the bench. He got some carries at UCLA. Is he, when you see Jalen at practice kind of talking to guys and fitting in with the team and things, do you see some of that experience and stuff that guys kind of gravitate to him a little bit, or he helps that helps him having that kind of experience jumping into the situation here with CSC?
You know, I guess in the month that we've been around him, he you know, as a coach, you start realizing, you know, like what type of personality guys have, and he has a great personality. The guys obviously, you know, gravitate towards great personalities. But I think that, you know, one of the things is going to be is they're going to see that, you know, he also can carry the ball really well.
Yeah.
And that also helps people to gravitate toward him and those type of things. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see him play against someone else.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Jalen. Can't wait to see him tote the rock for you on Saturdays. Coach Long with us here on the Jay Long Show every Tuesday night throughout the season. Fans, join us. Coach, let's get into a little bit of the coronavirus update again. We, you know, fans constantly wanting to know, what is the testing process for the team? What does the team actually go through to test? How often? What's it like? And do you feel like that's going to stay the same through the year? Is it going to change? How's that working?
Yeah, the NCAA, you know, mandated some rules for us that every school needs to follow, and not only what we do, but also the teams that we play. When you look at Chatham State right now and Dawes County, I didn't look at the Dawes County this morning, but I looked at our college, and our college has one active case. Our county, typically, what we've been seeing over the past few days, is about 7 to 10 active cases. So, you know, as far as safe goes in our area, we are in a very safe spot of the country.
Yeah,
we're going to go play some teams all across country, and one of the things that the NCAA wanted to make sure is that everybody's following the same type of rules. And when you look at what those rules are, it's daily screening, and every day our athletes they get up, they check their temperature, and then they do answer these 8 to 10 questions. They do it all electronically. It goes to an app. Our trainers and our coaching staff looks at it, and all that is done before 10 a.m. in the morning. Then every Wednesday we will test for COVID, and what we'll do then is once we test, typically our results have been coming back about that Thursday, Friday range, and then we go off our testing. If a kid tests positive, then they go into isolation. If there's some kids that through the daily screening have symptoms, then they go into quarantine, and really it's been working out really good, and I, you know, I thank our administration for putting together a really safe atmosphere with things, and also as coaches we go right through it with it. So it's really good. When we're on the bus and also in our meetings, also on the practice field, you're going to see us wearing masks. All the coaches, all the trainers are wearing masks. In our meetings, all of our players are wearing masks. When we're out on the football field, it's a little bit of both with mask on and mask off.
And just one case at CSC, you said, Coach, it sounds like your team's really taking all of this very seriously. They really want to play. They've been disciplined, and you've got to be happy with how they they've decided, you know what, we have to be smart, protect ourselves and those around us so we can have a football season. And it's probably not been too big of a challenge to make sure guys are staying in line with those things.
You know, Dave, we are very fortunate. We're very fortunate we get to play. We all know that. Our guys know that. And it's really, it's changed, I guess, and everybody sees it on the news and those type of things. It's changed, you know, in regards to our guys have to, when they leave our facility, they also have to be smart. And that means on weekends, we can't have big gatherings. We can't get together and not have our masks on and risk having an outbreak. And I can tell you that, you know, the socializing part and those type of things, I feel like our guys have been doing a good job of that. And because they want to play. Dr. Ryan said that he was going to do everything he possibly could to help us find football games. He asked that we be leaders on the campus and make sure that we, wear our face masks and encourage that. And I'm proud of our guys for doing that. I feel like they've been doing a good job of that. And that is one of those things where maybe you are giving up a little bit of, that other part of college. And I'm proud of our guys for making that sacrifice so we can play on Saturdays.
We've got more insights into Shadron State football next. You're listening to The Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Coach, what's it been like for you the past couple of months? You've been so far out of routine. There's been uncertainty for a season. We see games at Division I playing right now that on a Friday, a Saturday game is canceled. Those kind of things are constantly got to be running through your mind, some of those fears. What's it been like for you as a head coach?
First off, I'm proud of my coaching staff. One of the things that I think all coaches take pride in, and our coaches, something we really take pride in is that organization factor, is that we want to be prepared. We ask so much of our players at all times that if we're asking that much of our players, we also got to ask it out of ourselves. And to be that way, you got to be organized. And with the way that it is now, your plan can be thrown out in a minute, and we have to create a new one really fast. I think our coaches have done an outstanding job of being what we call audible ready. And that means that if basically something changes, we have to call an audible, and we go and we adapt and we go back and we just go to work and make it the best that we possibly can. And to say over the past, really not 2 months, probably about since March, over the past 6-7 months has been crazy. That'd be an understatement. It has been very crazy, and not one bit of it has been a normal routine. And one of the things we talked about as a team is that it creates adversity, and adversity creates tough people. When you look through right now what's happening with the COVID, it's going to create some toughness, and our team hopefully can use this adversity to help us continue to get that create that toughness.
I know they're excited to show that toughness on the football field here very soon. Colorado Mesa coming up. We'll get to that next week in detail, but we have added a game since we talked last, Jay. UNK is on the schedule, and everybody I talked to, just based on Twitter, you can see how many people are pumped about that game. Can you tell us how this all kind of came together, how you were able to get UNK on the schedule? And I know you're really pumped to play these guys.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat that we get to be able to play long-time rival. We're going to play Black Hills twice, regional rivalry. We're going to play South Dakota School of Mines twice. That's a trophy game, and now we're playing Kearney. So in a season where we're going to play, right now we have 6 games on our schedule, and 5 out of the 6 are rivalry games. I mean, that's pretty cool to say, and it's pretty really, really neat. And it'll be an awesome experience for our guys, also with that. A minute ago we were just talking about our routine and everything being out of whack. This is one of those things that's pretty cool about it. We have the opportunity to play, and it's something that's not normal. It's not something you normally do, and being able to play a rivalry, 5 rivalry games is an awesome experience for our guys.
Does that come together, just a few phone calls back and forth, a few emails, somebody throws out an idea like that in the athletics department? You know, how did you guys actually come together, especially because the MIAA, they play just their own teams. I know things are a lot different, but how did that all come together? How quickly?
Dave, one of the things that's really happened over the COVID with us coaches is I think we all communicate a lot better. There's maybe less things happening with our team, and maybe that came off a little bit different, but there's less, you're not practicing, you know, our kids were home during the COVID, those type of things. And what that did was is coaches started calling each other and asking about ideas, like, hey, what are you guys doing to maintain, you know, communication with your teams? What are you guys doing in your Zoom meetings? What are you guys doing individual wise? And, you know, I think you and I did a call on this a while back. We did a lot of like coaching clinics online. And what that does is you see on the coaching clinic, you see another coach on there that you know, and you start talking to them on the chat lines and those type of things, which all helped. But also, you know, that in our own state, we knew that Nebraska wanted to play. We knew the South Dakota wanted to play. You know, we called Wayne, we've called Kearney, we called numerous, almost every school in the state of South Dakota, and we just said, hey, if your conference opens up, let's figure something out. And when the MIAA opened up, you know, I talked to Coach Lynn. Coach Lynn said, let's figure this out. And we were able to figure out a date and a game. And, you know, so that was pretty cool. We're still hoping that maybe the Northern Sun opens up. If the Northern Sun opens up, Wayne State is also, we fall under the same systems and the same guidelines. It'd be really neat to be able to play them also, which then would be another regional rivalry, you know, which would then give us another six. But right now there's nothing, you know, in that, just besides the fact that, you know, we just hope that Northern Sun opens up too.
Yeah, boy, it sure makes a lot of sense to play Wayne State if that possibility does present itself. And Coach, a lot of fans too ask me, are we going to get a return game from Kearney? Are they going to come play us at Elliott Field? Was that at all part of the deal or anything? Or has there been talk about maybe having them come down if it's allowed? I know, again, the MIAA will have a big say in that with how they normally schedule.
You know, I guess we hear that the MIAA is, you know, wanting to open up their scheduling. Right now their scheduling is a closed scheduling, which means they only play their own conference teams, but we are hearing that they are looking at, you know, possibly opening up their scheduling. If that's the case, you know, I told Coach Lynn, this is a game that we'd want to sign for as long as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, you know, like I said, it was such a great rivalry. I think we played each other over 40 times, and it was one of the best experiences when I played here at Shattern State, you know, to be able playing those games are really fun. We have not played them since 2011, and I don't think we beat them since 2008. So it's exciting to be able to go up and play those guys.
A lot of fans have already got hotel rooms booked for Kearney and the trip down this year. Coach Long with us. Jay, we'll wrap up with you today on the recruiting trail a little bit. How has that gone the last couple of weeks? Are your assistants able to get out and do a whole lot? So many states around us and where you guys recruit from aren't playing football right now.
You know, Dave, I think there's 17 states that are not playing high school football. The majority of them are playing football. When you look around us in the circle around us in the states that we recruit in our region, Colorado's the only one that's not playing, but they just are going to start up. As far as recruiting goes, you know, we've been sending coaches out every weekend. And then also, you know, this also one of the things that with things being slower in the summer and then also slower in the fall, we were able to, you know, I feel like recruiting wise we're very organized there. We obviously also, you know, we have a connection in California that we bring in some guys on. They aren't going to play until spring. To tell you the truth, Dave, I don't know if everybody's going to put together their plans. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but, you know, it may be one of those opportunities where we'll be able to go watch them play more in the spring.
Yeah.
And, you know, be able to see a kid, you know, face-to-face competing a little bit better, a little bit more from that area. But I know this, our boards are up, and, you know, we're constantly moving guys around, you know, on how their production has been going this fall. And those kids that are not playing, you know, we still know, you know, from our camps and then also, you know, from their junior film that they're also great players and they're also going to have growth their senior year. So it's one of the things where, you know, we just keep our board moving like normal. And I think that we as a coaching staff got organized pretty well.
Are you finding any guys – verbally committing to you guys as a staff now or earlier, deciding to just kind of make that commitment now and jump in and jump on board because of the situation, as opposed to maybe they would have waited or given you an indication they wanted to play more and before they made any choices?
Dave, this is another one of those things where it's a weird year with the COVID. All of our seniors on our staff or on our team, have the opportunity to be able to come back. Typically, that's where your scholarship then gets generated back into your teams off those seniors. With our team, the majority of our seniors have asked to come back for the next year.
Okay.
And it's in most teams are like this out there. So it's really interesting on how other colleges and us included are trying to balance out that scholarship aspect, and then also trying to get the best players we possibly can, and then also maintaining a manageable roster size.
Yeah.
To answer your question, our guys starting to commit a little bit earlier. We are not seeing a lot of kids yet commit on D2. Typically, D2 wise, majority of our commits start committing in January. We have not been pressuring kids to make decisions yet.
Mm-hmm.
We think that they need to make a good decision. They need to come see our campus. They need to meet the coaches before they make this decision that for the next 4 or 5 years of their life.
Fantastic updates as always, Coach. Thanks so much for coming in, visiting with us today on the Jay Long Show. Can't wait to get into it again next week with the show. And then finally, game week is here, heading down to Mesa for game number one. It's going to be a great time. Coach, thanks so much again.
Dave, we're extremely excited to be able to play this fall, and we appreciate everybody following us. Thank you, Dave.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.